Blog Talk Radio.
And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about, does talking about it always help? Man, listen, I like to talk. Y'all might like to talk. I like to listen too. Y'all might like to listen also. Maybe sometimes you like to get involved and hear people talking about experiences that you may have experienced in your own life. And it might help you to reconcile some things. It might help you to unpack some things. It might help you to figure out some things that you weren't able to figure out before. Maybe the loneliness that you felt in a situation that you were dealing with when you were younger or at a previous time, hearing somebody else tell their story and how they were able to get up out of it and hearing the similarities between you and them helps you to get a little bit farther and feel a little bit better. But it doesn't always work out that way. In good ways, it does work that way. And really positive ways, in a perfect world, it would always be like, yo, Now I realize I didn't invent the wheel or reinvent the wheel of depression, stress, problematic situations, you know, broken homes, relationships, friendships, partnerships, things like that. At the base of things, in a perfect world, it's like, dang, yeah, you know, I've been wanting to tell people about this for a long time, but I was so ashamed of myself, and I don't even know why, because the things that I was keeping secrets about or that I was keeping private, it wasn't even my fault. But sometimes we can get stressed out by keeping other people's secrets, by keeping other people's things silent. I'm private, and y'all know how that go. If you've ever had to keep a secret for somebody when you knew that was going to prevent them from getting the help that they needed, or it was going to enable them to go down an even worse and worse hole. Y'all know what I'm talking about with that? Have you ever had to keep a secret for somebody because they trusted you when you really wanted to break that trust? Like, yo, this motherfucker just told me that he killed two people in cold blood. They didn't have that coming. Like, I'm really feeling like an accomplice right now. So, you might have looked up the case, saw this shit was on the news and all of this kind of stuff, and you like, man, please, detectives, don't come asking me. I said, please, detectives, don't come asking me. I might have to tell the truth, give a little proof, and I ain't trying to do that. I'm trying to keep my tooth closed with the rest of my mouth. I'm not going down south. I'm not helping nobody out. But they confided in me, and right now I'm feeling kind of undecided. I see that this could get me in a lot of hellish shit, and I'm not feeling a little bit better about the situation, but I'm really feeling frustration. I got to get on up out of this mess. I can test myself and see if I can keep my mouth closed, and I'm doing that, and I suppose that's what a good friend should do. But I ain't really trying to do that shit no more, for real. You understand where I'm coming from, and that's for real. Back, relax, chill, do my thing. I still swing, do my... All right, anyway, yeah, sometimes keeping somebody else's stuff private, keeping somebody else's secret can kill a part of you time and time again. All right, let's take it away from the whole murder situation. Let's not talk about murder. What if somebody tells you that they've been having suicidal thoughts? You know, that they haven't been able to feel like themselves in a long time. They really have been having this depressive episode. Maybe they are manic or classic. And you know you really want them to get some kind of help. You don't wanna be the one that feels like, all right, let me put it this way. You don't want to get into a situation where you are feeling survivor's remorse. Survivor's remorse, that's when somebody dies and you wonder how come you're still here and they're gone. Like, if only I'd have done this, if only I'd have done that. You know, I could have got, if I would have only been there, if I would have got off on time, if I would have took their calls, if I would have answered that text, if I wouldn't have been busy with something else, if I would have made more time. And, you know, everybody doesn't take losing somebody in the same way, especially when you lose somebody while they're still here in this world. That's what it's like to lose a friend. That's what it's like to fall out with somebody that you really had strong feelings for before. I lost them, and they're right here on earth. Don't seem right, right? It don't seem right, right? Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get-Emism show. Does talking about it always help? Well, very rarely are any things in life, you know, always a help. But we have to pick and choose. You know, regardless of what anybody thinks, you have to handle things in your own way, on your own time. Sometimes it's time for you to heal, and sometimes it's time for you to still stay sick. That sounds crazy, right? But it's true. And it has to be true because we're living that out. We see how that goes. You know what I mean? Like, many people have been abused in their lives. Many people have been abused in their lives. Not everybody wants to talk about the abuse that they have endured. Not everybody wants to talk about that. For some people, being abused can be an embarrassing thing to talk about. Of course, for those of us who see through that and who know better than that, we try to help them and be like, oh, this, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. But we weren't there. We weren't there. They could be talking about being embarrassed about that situation because maybe they feel like they facilitated or even promoted the situation. You don't know. You know, in a situation where you didn't have your eyes or ears on it, you never know what could have happened. You never know what could have happened. But somehow our guilt involves our involvement, and our involvement is sometimes played out in ways that nobody else knows. So we don't always tell the whole story. Sometimes telling the whole story hurts too much. It can make people look at us a certain type of way. And we might be ashamed of ourselves. And that's why when we talk about does talking about it always help, it might not be time for us to admit our true role. And maybe even with the true role that we play in a situation, it probably shouldn't have warranted the outcome. Like, let's say a rape situation, sexual assault. Yeah, we're not going to sit here and be like, well, yeah, you shouldn't have been dressed that way, or you shouldn't have went over such and such's house at that time of hour or anything like that. We're not going to get into blaming the victim. But only the person there knows exactly what happened. So maybe what we didn't want to tell anybody was that at first I was with it. I mean, I did go out with the nigga. We started kissing and stuff like that. I mean, to be honest with you, I only went out with him because I knew he was breaking bread. He was giving up a couple of dollars. So I kind of figured I would, you know, play the game with him a little bit, get a free meal, get a few dollars from him, whatever, ride around in a nice car. But I absolutely didn't plan to give up no ass that night. As a matter of fact, I was going to give somebody else the ass later on that night. I was going to go out to dinner with him, but I was going to give the ass to this dude. But shit happened along the way. Most victims ain't going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. You know what they're going to look like in court? Shoot, a defense attorney would have a field day with that information. So that might be information that we have to keep on the look. Because that kind of information can go towards decreasing our credibility in a situation where we were victimized. Like, the bottom line is, no means no. And he forced himself on me and, you know, here we are. I didn't deserve that. And that's 100% true. But when you start, you know how they say the devil is in the details. You might not say what all of the details were, but you can best believe the accused is going to put in all of that shit. Now, is he telling the truth? Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. But it might be one of the reasons why some women might not press charges on a sexual assault. It's too ill. How you gonna say, Well, yeah. I was going to let him eat me out, but I ain't want to fuck him. Okay, let's get away from the sexual abuse thing. Let's talk about physical abuse, emotional abuse. And maybe even a little Stockholm syndrome. For those of y'all who may not know, Stockholm syndrome is when you identify and even sympathize with the person that has abused you. Sort of like how black people are with white people. Like, even though we, you know, have been oppressed, enslaved, and very much maligned by white people, you know, a lot of black people don't look at it that way. They're like, no, the white man is better. Like, I ain't never been hurt by nobody that was white. Only black people, only my own people have ever abused me. But anyway, I ain't trying, you know, I ain't really here to go down that road, but let's talk about this. Your parents might have abused you when you were younger, straight up and down. Mommy or daddy might have came home, used to whoop that ass every day, humiliated you every day, even practiced a little bit of torture on you every day. But you may have made it through and endured that abuse and forgiven your parents. And maybe your parents were doing what they were doing because they were abused. And maybe they were abusing alcohol or drugs or something like that. And they finally got clean. Getting clean does not take away everything that you've done. Like, you can get as clean as you want and start a new life. It's going to be hard to put to rest the life that somebody else has seen you do. So you was out there selling your body for drugs. People saw you do that. They ain't never going to let you forget it. They ain't hating. They witnessed it. You stole from people when you were in your addiction. People bring that up. It's their right to. You stole from them. Maybe you sold drugs and were violent when you were selling drugs. People are not going to forget that. Your children may forgive it, though. They may forgive it. So if your children forgive you for what you have done, but they can't forget the fact that not only were you abusive, you were also neglectful. So your children were raised by their grandparents who may have been a little abusive their goddamn selves. Usually grandparents are very good to their grandchildren. All the time. Not all the time. Sorry, yo, my allergies acting crazy. It's not the cocaine. I swear to God, it's not. So let's say you have forgiven your parents for their past indiscretions, for when they used to abuse you. You have. You've forgiven them. You've moved on. And it's something that you really don't like to talk about. But people expect you to talk about it. They expect you to talk about it. And when you try to talk about it, you have to relive that pain. You know how when you start talking about something, you know how you start talking about something and then you start remembering details that you forgot? I know it happens with me all the time. Like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. And this, and that, and third. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to pause the show and go wash my nose out. My non-cocaine sniffing nose. When your allergies are acting bad, you can literally feel, I don't know about y'all, but I can literally feel the nose hairs in my fucking nostrils. But yeah, you start talking about something And then you start remembering details that you hadn't thought about in a long time. And you're like, man, sometimes it can be very liberating. Like, yo, now I finally get it. Almost like, you know how, like, when you were younger, remember, you know, songs that you liked when you were younger? You would sing those songs, and there were parts in the songs you didn't even know what you were singing. You was just going over, like, I like Parliament and Funkadelic. I love their stuff. They used to hide consciousness in their lyrics all the time. All the time. I listen to some of their stuff now, and I was like, what the hell was I singing when I was 6, 7 years old? I listened to the song Flashlight and Bop Gun. Those are two of my favorite songs by Parliament, and they're on the same album. I'm like, the lyrics seem so simple. Flashlight, red light, neon light, the spotlight. I didn't know they were saying spotlight when I was 6 or 7 years old. I was probably saying like neon light, the spotlight. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to figure out the things that people were saying when you were too young or too experienced to understand what they were really talking about. Now, as you get older, you start figuring things out, and sometimes it makes you feel better, and sometimes it makes you even more angry. Like, I didn't know such and such was playing me like that. I didn't know such and such was lying to me all that time. I can clearly see how talking things out, I can see how I can really help you. From a therapeutic standpoint, I can see how it would really help you. But sometimes from a personal standpoint, it's like, nah, I'm going to pick and choose when it's my time to talk about this or my time to talk about that. I'm not going to allow somebody to make me give up information or tapes when it ain't that time. What's going on, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. It's really good to see me, some you. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly right into your site. And my brother from another Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, and chill. And Aisha K, I'm glad you came my way. It's good to see you in the chat today. And Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming on through. Good to see you, girl. What up, y'all? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Missing Show. And we are talking about just talking about it always help. Years ago, I would have said, yeah, it always helps when you talk about it. You got to get that stuff off your chest. It might not feel good at the time, but once you get it off your chest, once you start to understand, you know, how it's keeping you back, once you realize how sick your secrets are making you, you'll always talk it out. Well, that's not true. It's probably not true for you. It's definitely not true for me. There is a difference between talking about it and telling about it. And some people just want you to tell what happened. They want to make a damn, they want to be a witness. No. I'm not here to make you a co-defendant or to fulfill your dreams of wanting to be an informant. That's not what we're doing. It ain't going to happen today. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to feed you all the false information because I know you're going to run back and tell it. You ever have to do that with some people? Okay. I see your little nosy ass want to be all up in my business. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all the ridiculous shit. And because you so thirsty for any type of information to run back and tell somebody, you going to go back and tell them this. And they're going to know that you got it all wrong as soon as they hear it. Because anybody who knows me knows that this story ain't true. I mean, like, look, I told this silly ass John that I used to work at Area 51. Yeah, Area 51. I'm talking about Nevada, baby. Yeah, you know where they got the aliens at and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where they keep the spaceships. Yeah, yeah, she believes that shit. She ran back and told my mans and them. She went back and told my mans and them that I used to work at Area 51, man. Yeah, you know. I told them that they used to have a plane that used to come and get us and shit. Me and my coworkers, we go into Area 51 with hazmat suits and shit. Yeah, you know, I worked out in Area 51 for like 15 years. There's a difference between talking about it and telling about it. Talking about it is normally voluntary. Like, you have decided, yeah, I'm ready to talk about this. I'm ready to unpack this. I'm ready to give you this. I'm ready to release this. Telling about it normally has to be coerced. Like, you either going to tell it or we going to prosecute anyway. It's you or them. It's this or that. I need this information. You got it. And if you don't give it up, then you're going to suffer in other ways. Or somebody else that's close to you is going to suffer. The choice is yours. This or that. This or that. This or that. This or that. Engine number now. 9. Down the New York Transit line. If the train falls off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Okay. Oh, yeah, Norris is in danger, species. Norris, I had no idea that's what they were saying in that song, in the Bob Gun. I don't know what I thought they were saying. I was like, endangered species? That's what they're saying? And it was because at 6 or 7 years old, I didn't know what an endangered species was. I'm trying to think, what did I think that they were saying? Endangered CC. Endangered CC. Endangered CC. Endangered CC. I really don't know what I thought they was saying. I found out they were saying endangered species. I was like, what else were y'all talking about? I still don't know why Sir Nose didn't want to dance, but he danced so well when he did, you know what I mean? Well, no, you know, he couldn't swim, he could swim, man. Never learn to swim. Buddha Buddha, baby. Alright. Aisha said, it's so difficult to be vulnerable and open up and have a productive conversation. People are afraid to be judged. That's true. And, you know, for me, a judgment is really just an opinion. But sometimes you're not ready to hear anybody's opinion. People's opinion doesn't always coincide or match the experience. See, you know that you've had an actual experience. So you're not always open to hear somebody's opinion about it. An opinion is not based on fact. It's not real. But what you have experienced is very real to you. So sometimes you might just keep the cards close to your vest because you're like, man, this person right here ain't keeping it 100. They don't want to drink no more or get blunted. And I got to make sure that I'm not most wanted. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm not trying to be hunted down. All right. T. Carey Wright says, I got literal and verbal receipts.
Ooh. Well,
white light tongue. Oh, damn. Hmm. just talking about it always helps. By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Gilly, go get a business show, baby. All right. So, yeah, just talking about it always helps. Probably not when you're under suspicion by the law. When the cops cometh, and they want you to spilleth the billeth, the beanseth. Knoweth. Hell knoweth. But it can be tough deciding for yourself what should be talked about, what shouldn't. I mean, come on, man. We are living beings. And as living beings, we try to keep from having to deal with the pain. And the pain of your past, the pain of your mistakes, the pain of your ignorance, the pain of your experience. It can be too much sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta process the information in your own way. But you might have somebody that's really trying to help you a lot, and they're trying to pull that, like, I need you to open up. Interesting thing that Aisha said. She said, it's difficult to be vulnerable. 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 Vulnerability. Vulnerable. You know what I think is interesting about being vulnerable or opening yourself up to vulnerability? Idealistically, we want somebody who would force us to be vulnerable. And I don't mean forced in a way like, you know, they intimidate you, but somebody that we have such strong feelings for, such strong affection for, such a deep level of love and commitment for, that they just make us melt. We all want that. But at the same time, it's scary as shit to even open yourself up to even explore that, because we know that if that person doesn't share that same vulnerability or that willingness to be, or even desire to be vulnerable with us as we do, then that can just leave us feeling victimized. Here we are, wanting somebody to love us in such a way. You know, love me in a special way. What more can I say? Love me now. That's not our song. Every time I sing now, you know, the cat come a-running. You come a-running. Good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. Good kitty. Fun kitty. Nice kitty. Good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. But anyway. But yeah. We want that. We want somebody that we could be vulnerable with, but at the same time, it's scary as shit because our trust issues are fucking out the water. And we know that our trust issues stem from people sharing information with other people that we were not willing to share with them ourselves. And it gets us messed up. That's a very conflicting way to feel. Well, yeah, I want to open up to you. I want to let my hair down. I want to show you my scars, stretch marks, take the wigs and the weeds off. You know, reveal birthmarks. let you do a cavity search. Yeah, I want to do that. But I don't know if I can do that with you. It's not that I don't like you. It's not even that I don't love you. It's just that it's not even that I don't trust you. I just don't know how far I can take this trust thing. So you gotta give me time. Gotta give me time. Gotta give me time. You can't rush me. Don't make me go too fast. I gotta make sure that I make it last forever. Yeah, can't go too far. I gotta slow it down. Come on, Omar. Don't make me have to do nothing with you. Not yet, baby. Yeah, I ain't saying you ain't my boo, but speaking of buddy, yo, chill. Ain't time to nothing. My name is Sun75. I do things my way, and I don't care what nobody. All right. Anyway. Yeah. So much of what we verbalize is intertwined in what our trust factor is for people. It's tough. It really is. It really is. Liking somebody is one thing, loving somebody is another thing. But being able to trust your cargo, to trust your emotional cargo in the hands of others, man. Yo, man, I'm trying to tell you, this shit is kind of rough, baby. I want to share, but I'm just not there. Not yet. And then you got people who come around like, so let me get this straight. You a fucking nigga, suck a nigga, but you won't tell him what your real name is. Let me get this straight. Let me make sure I understand this. You will share your inside cavity with somebody. You will hook up your train, you will hook up your boxcars with somebody, but you won't let them see your third grade picture. You won't let them know how come you're scared of the dark. You gotta sleep all night with the TV running. They ain't ready for that type of information, huh? It's real shit. You know, as shallow as it may seem, you know, shout out to all my women out there who wear weaves and wigs and shit like that. I'm like, at some point, a nigga got to see your head. He got to. How you going to say you close with somebody, that's your boo, but he ain't never seen your scalp? Well, I'm saying, you know, I know he likes this and whatever, so, you know, I'm going to just give him what he like. It seems like a small thing, right? Seems like a small thing, but it's not. It's not. What are you doing?
Interesting. Well, interesting.
Crystal funny as hell. But yeah. You know, talking about it, does talking about it always help? In the long run, it probably does. In the short run, it probably doesn't. Or it's a judgment call. You have to decide yourself. You have to decide for yourself if it's going to help in the here and now. But that is your decision. Tanya Respis, mark it with a T, she says, catching 3 lives in 1 week. Wow.
Yes.
Do the damn thing. I hope your birthday was live. But you are Leo. How dead could it be? You know what I'm saying? All hail the queen. Good to see you. But yeah. talking about it, getting it off your, just talking about it or getting it off your chest always help. You know, I think it can help a lot of times depending on who you're talking to. And once again, trust comes into that. I don't like to harp on the whole trust thing because it seems overused, overhyped, maybe a little stretched and tired. But it's one of those things that I think we talk about a lot, but we don't really understand. Many of us say that we can't trust, or that we don't trust anybody. We don't trust anybody except for ourselves and God or whatever. We're lying. We trust people every day. But there are levels. There are levels to the trust. Like, I might not trust you my PIN number to my debit card or the address to my mom's house or something like that. But I trust you to show up to work every day. I trust that if you drive my car, you won't crash it up, or that you'll bring it back with at least the same amount of gas that I put to you with or whatever. You know, we do have trust, but we owe it to ourselves to trust the levels. Sometimes people don't want us to have levels. Everybody wants what they want when they want it. Everybody wants things on their own time. But time won't give me time. And time makes lovers feel like they got something real. But me and you, we know we got nothing but time. So you said you can trust me with your debit pin. All right, fine. I'll give you the pin, but I won't give you the card. It takes time. I need time. It's going to be all right, though. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. That's right, girl. Finish that song. Back on the scene. Crispy and clean. All right, y'all. We about to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here on this Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Looks like we made it. Yeah. Looks like we made it, Shane. Yeah. Looks like we made it. Really? People really try to call me while I'm on a live? Like somebody don't know what I do. That's why, listen, man, I'll tell y'all something, man. There are times when I understand why people won't install Messenger on their Facebook. Like, nope, no Messenger. Because there's certain things you can't stop, like people call you. I think it's okay to call people when you clear it, but to just like cold call somebody you don't know, like on video chat, like, yo, I'm going to just video chat you cold. Like, I never seen you before. I'm going to see you now. Like, nah. Shout out to the people who feed into that, though, because I don't think that people would do it off the rip if people wasn't accepting it off the rip. You feel me? All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, L-P Queen. Happy birthday to you, LP. And also my girl, Tina Payne, turning 42 years old today, and she's raising money for the Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless. Do the damn thing. And also to Marcus Stozier, happy birthday to you and Samari Beeson, turning 28 years old today, and Felicia Devereaux, turning 47 years old today, and Moya Stevenson, happy birthday to you, and Lisa Chambers, turning 45 years old today, and also Melissa Anthony, turning 44 years old today, and last but not least, my girl, go-getter, since the 1993, my girl, Marquita Scott. Marquita Scott, do the damn thing. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 29th. I hope that today finds y'all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Sometimes getting it off your chest can be the greatest thing in the world. For people who have had to keep secrets for other people for for their whole lives, for people who have always been told, you better not tell nobody, because if you do, this is going to happen to you, and this is what's going to happen to them, and this is what's going to happen to everything. Being able to finally get it off of your chest, being able to finally talk about it, can be liberating. It can be a way to unpack things. It can be a way to finally start living your life in a way that finally frees you to be able to be the greatest person that you were put on this earth to be. For other people, there may be situations where timing is of the most importance. And you have the right to do things and reveal things in your own time. You also reserve the right and full liberty to go ahead and process that information the way that you need to process it so you can get it to where you can use it to your best advantage. Just because somebody wants to know something from you doesn't mean that they deserve to have it from you, because it doesn't mean that they're always going to handle it in the delicate care that you require. And you don't need to put yourself in a position where you lose another friend on some bullshit. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure that before y'all get up out of here, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So we're going to get Blog Talk on up out of here. We holler back there.